A reading from John 6:24-29. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent."
This echoes the rich young ruler passage to a certain extent, who asks, "What must I do to gain eternal life, or earn eternal life, gain eternal life?" And Jesus' answer was to come and follow me. But here the answer is a little different, and it, I think, goes to perhaps the same impulse that we humans have in terms of self-identification, which is our work. We identify ourselves through our work, our position that the work gives us, expertise, fame and fortune if we're so so-called lucky. But here, and this is a passage that I committed to memory along, it's very short, but the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. That's simple and it is difficult. And in the case of the rich young ruler, it was so difficult that he turned away and could not actually do this. It was virtually impossible for him, or he couldn't break out of the idea that his identification was in this world through his wealth, his position, his identity. And Jesus is saying, no, it's something else. It's something more profound, something more difficult, and something that is what you call the Christ identity in you.
Well, this is the human challenge, is will we live in the temporal, and will we live in what we can touch and experience right now, and in such a way, living in those areas alone, not live completely in the spiritual plane of understanding that there's a lot going on beyond what we eat, what we experience as success, as you mentioned, and work and all of these things. All those are important, but they're not the end of things. And so the greater value is to connect with God through Christ. And so the declaration, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. If you start there, if you get the relationship all lined up spiritually, the other things begin flowing in their more natural form. They don't consume us. But when you begin with the other things, they take over. They consume. And Jesus is constantly reminding those around him how this world, being stuck in this world thinking alone, one plane, will end up robbing us from living with great joy.
One of the most exciting things that has happened in my many years at this point is the fact that I have I've moved in this direction, and that I'm seeing life through eyes that are very different than the eyes that saw the world as a young man, which was very literal. Here Jesus is, and you are mentioning the fact that there's a dimension to things that when you're born again of the Holy Spirit, or when the Holy Spirit enters you, and it kind of embraces you and filters through your whole body, including your mind and your heart, that the way one looks out the window and sees the summer sky and the trees and everything is quite different, actually, than when you see it in a utilitarian or one-dimensional way.
I would call it a new worldview. It's looking out through lens that God has cleansed and brought a full perspective to.